This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's the familiar music bringing us into focus with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison. Mr. Harrison happens to be the chief cook and bottle washer at Talkers Magazine, editor and publisher, et cetera, et cetera. But I did hear you do the dishes. That's where you do the cooking and you do the dishes.
Well, I mean, if we're a restaurant, we're in a lot of trouble because there haven't been that many dishes and there aren't that many bottles to wash. So
really,
it's been a tough time for
a lot of dirty laundry to wash. As we were to believe all of the things in the story count this week, lots of dirty laundry. Right, let's get to it. People list, the story list. Michael is here to do the honors.
Yeah, there's a lot of dirty laundry, and there's a lot of dirty mud being slung in the last couple of weeks prior to the election, some of which is...
Shocking, isn't it?
Well, I don't know how shocking it is. I don't know if the needle is being moved, to use an expression. Oh, my goodness, listen to that.
Hey, Mike, are you home? Can I talk to you, Mike? Are you there?
Wait, it is. Wait a second, Mr. President. Please, I'm on the air right now.
Yes, okay. Please. Thank you very much.
I'm in our studio in New England for the first time, in months.
Yes.
And we have this phone in the corner of the room, this landline phone that has all kinds of spaghetti wires all around it, and it's just
I have that, too. Yeah,
it rings. And once every 3 years, it rings.
While you're on the air with me, it's this first time this year. Hello.
Yeah,
ding, 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 ding.
We've just broken it in. So there you go.
Okay. Congratulations. And number 10, I like the old technology. It's refreshing to actually hear a phone ring. That is connected to a landline. I like that sound.
Well, as Phil and I were talking before the program, we were talking about that, and even landlines today really are subject to the same digitizing and the same problems that digital communications create, because landlines are really not really landlines anymore. They are in many ways digital, and along the path they go through the air, and it's all the same. It's all the same. Nasty sounding stew.
Nasty.
Nasty.
All right,
indeed.
So
Rush Limbaugh's illness.
Nasty, yeah. Limbaugh, that's not a good sign. Wow.
No, Limbaugh went on the air on Monday, and he really had a very candid revelation to his listeners about the setbacks he has suffered in his fight against stage 4 lung cancer. And it was very moving, touching, and was the buzz of the business. So it came in at number 10, tied with another story that seems frivolous compared to the real issues we're dealing with at this point. And embarrassing for CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin, who's also a New Yorker magazine writer. He was found with his pants down during a Zoom meeting. And
So to speak,
yeah, literally and figuratively. And
can you imagine we're actually talking about that? And this is an upscale conversational program, and to have to dig into... This is, I don't know, do I find, am I a prude because I find it offensive?
Oh, wow. No, I feel bad that you find it offensive. It makes me worry that thousands and millions of other people will find it offensive because we cover
it. Not talking about it, but just, I don't know. I'm not sure what I think, but I know.
I think it's a sign of the times. I think, first of all, there's always a story like that out there. This is sort of a cross between Me Too and... COVID-19, it's a Zoom story. I mean, how many people are getting caught with their pants down, either on purpose or not, because those cameras are on in people's houses, and they don't know if their spouse or their partner or their roommate is on a meeting. You don't think about somebody's laptop as being a television camera.
Right.
And there's all kinds of funny stuff out there. There's stories galore, but this was just embarrassing, and I feel I feel sorry for him in a way, and in other ways, you know, here we are capitalizing on it and talking about it. Number 9 is something of a more serious nature. well, serious is a
man, you know, a subjective
word, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'm sure Jeffrey Toobin's more concerned than with himself right now than U.S.-China relations, which is at number 9. At number 8, the Google antitrust suit tied with Twitter and Facebook's Facebook being accused of bias by the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Yeah.
Goes
really?
Back to the that Hunter sure. Biden story, the hard drive, Rudy Giuliani. At number 7,
in the bedroom.
That's another story. Talk about being caught with your pants down. He didn't even have his pants down. He just had his hands in a place they shouldn't have been. What a schmendrick. At number 7.
What a great term. That's a great. I love that term.
It is a schmendrick. At number 7, I hope it's not dirty.
Schmendrick?
Well, you know, when you use terms that are, you know, cross language.
Spokus and Tookus.
You're right. You know, where does Tookus stand in the mm-hmm. pantheon of dirty words? At right. number 7, Pope supports gay marriage, tied with Purdue Pharma pleads guilty. At number 6, you got a lot of stuff we could talk about today. At number 6, race relations, law and order, and police reform. At number 5, the Supreme Court confirmation process. At number 4, the economy, stimulus package, business openings, and the education crisis. We had so much stuff going on, we had to lump the education crisis in with the opening of businesses and the economy. It relates. Mm-hmm. At number 3, accusations, scandals, and corruption. The mudslinging part of the presidential race. They're throwing everything at each other. The Hunter Biden emails. The Trump Chinese bank account. Trump had a Chinese bank account.
Yeah, but that was, he closed in 2013. So
whatever.
That's kind of a red herring.
Who cares?
And what about the Hunter Biden stuff? Are you buying any of that?
I don't buy any of this stuff.
Okay.
That's me.
Yeah.
I buy it and I don't buy it. In other words, we
is there anything to it?
We can't get caught up in it at this point. We've got to go forward and clean up the big picture that affects most people.
Mm-hmm.
And if Biden is the answer, or Trump is the answer based upon your own circumstances
or
opinion, then it doesn't matter if Trump is in bed with the Chinese and Biden is in bed with the Ukrainians. And, you know, it will... We got to go forward.
Or Hunter Biden's in bed with an underage lady.
Oh, yeah. Come on. COVID-19, number 2.
Of course, these are the two best candidates we could possibly
find. That's the point.
Yeah. It's just like Amy Comey, what's-her-face, is the best possible candidate for the Supreme Court justice. Yeah, of course. We'll sell you a couple of those. We've got a couple of bottles of Negroni. Do you know what that is?
No, it sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's a horrible liquor. Yeah, we'll give you a couple of those. The third prize is 4 bottles.
Okay, keep going. First prize is you don't get any.
Nice.
At number 2, COVID-19 stats and projections, healthcare, vaccines, and the sorry state of American psychology. Mm-hmm. People are very, very down in the dumps.
People are afraid. Do you know the biggest story of the week from my point of view is that you can get rid of any chance that you'd have this by mouthwash? 99.9% of the virus, according to 4 studies out this week, that just came around now. Who knows where they were in February and March, but according to some really good, reliable sources, if you use any of the commercial standard mouthwashes, COVID is gonzo. So what are we talking about here? Why isn't that the headline?
Maybe it's not true.
Oh, it is true. I've got it on. Both of the doctors that I know who are on my Good Day Health program, gooddayhealthshow.com, say the same thing. It makes nothing but sense.
Doug, that does make sense, but it's sort of like saying soap is
what's
secure.
True? What's soap? Well, soap is baby hair. Part of that story was if you dilute Johnson's baby shampoo and gargle with that, you get rid of it too.
Well,
you haven't heard that, have you? You haven't heard that.
I mean, I don't, you know, like, give me a break. You know, soap and water is a cure for COVID.
Yeah.
You know, cleaning your hands, washing, you know, keeping your finger out of your ear. You know, there's all kinds of things.
That's true.
The mouthwash is more of like how it's spread than it being a cure. If you have this disease and you rinse your mouth out with mouthwash, it's not going to help you.
That's not what the experts say. They differ with you.
Mouthwash?
Mouthwash.
Yep.
Look it up. I've been all over the place this week. But you see,
just because it's all over the place don't make it right. The place is full of all kinds of baloney. Or, well, as Vice President
what do you
Biden
believe
would
in?
Say, malarkey.
That's the question. Yeah, malarkey is a great word. So what is? Are we in the state? This is the real, this may be the issue, is the state of things, the state of the state, if you will, so bad that there is nothing out there to be believed.
Everything. Well, that is, obviously there are things to be believed, but you're pointing to the real issue of our time, and that is we are having problems because of the way we communicate and our character.
Yeah.
We're having problems coming to grips with common terms and common facts to give us a common handle on reality. And if you don't have a common handle on reality, it has the same impact as mass insanity. Because reality, sanity versus insanity is really basically a vote on the popular perspective on reality. You know, no one knows that schizophrenics who hear voices aren't really hearing voices, and the rest of us aren't privileged to it, coming in from some other dimension. There's so many ways of looking at subjectivity. So what we're having now is we're having a problem coming to a consensus on what we used to consider self-evident truths. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Mm-hmm. Everything's not so self-evident anymore. And that is extremely disorienting to people's comfort. We can go on more about that later, but that's really, you've hit upon one of the keys to the challenges of these times. And number one, we have the presidential race, the debate that took place on Thursday night, the ballot issues, the polls, and when I say the polls, I mean, you know, who's the horse race polls.
Yeah.
And foreign election tampering. This has been a power-packed week of stories, and there are stories probably that we missed that are in there in subsets of the stories I just cited. Mm-hmm. You want to do the people or you want to do a break?
I'm going to do a break and then we'll do
okay.
The people. 18 after Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen from the DJV program and a number of other, the Good Day Health Show, American Family Farmer Show, Your Hidden Power, you name it. I talk
he's
about
a farmer.
Yes, in addition to being a broadcaster. And I come to you as a farmer, as a person who's reasonable, as a person who's interested in being helpful with the word, with the news, with the information about Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the only weight loss formula in existence in the world that is all natural, completely. There's nothing in this formula, there's nothing in these cans, nothing in these bottles that will do any harm whatsoever because it's all natural. So, as the number one choice for healthy, natural weight loss, you can be sure that I would be extolling the value and virtue because that's all I will, in fact, endorse on the air. Things that are natural. And this is the way to get your health, your waistline, to the optimum without it being any danger to your body whatsoever. Go to toploss.com, if you please. Use the discount code DJV. You want to pay for shipping. You can buy three of them at the regular price, get three more free. Or you can substitute Calotren with other things. They have a belly buster product that's really good. Once you lose the weight, you still have that flab in the stomach area. Take this product. It's all natural as well, and it'll get rid of it. Burn it off. Calotren. And other products that will help you lose the weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Take my advice. Use the code DJV at checkout.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Kubo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are back in the fold. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison for the week of October 19th to the 23rd. Talkers Magazine publishes these lists, the stories, the people, every week. Go to talkers.com for that. Also, you can listen to Talkers Radio and Talkers Television at your at the ready, whenever you would like to. Just say to Alicia, what is it? No, Alexa. Alexa.
Alicia.
Alicia. Well, you can ask her, too. Alicia, can I listen to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, please? If you ask Alexa, she will give you that opportunity to listen to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Meanwhile, we haven't got to the people list yet, Michael, so let's
and number 10, we have Rush Limbaugh tied with Jeffrey Toobin at number 9.
I wonder how he feels about that, being categorized with Jeffrey Toobin.
Yeah, you know, it just happens the numbers fell that way. At number 9, Xi Jinping. At number 8, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg. At number 7, Pope Francis. At number 6, Amy Coney Barrett and Lindsey Graham. At number 5, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and Steve Mnuchin. How's that? Steve Mnuchin.
I call him Munchkin.
I call him Ing-ing. At number 4, Dr. Anthony Fauci. At number 3, Hunter Biden and Rudy Giuliani. At number 2, Joe Biden. At number 1, Donald Trump. There you go.
All right, you just asked me if I watched the debate last night. Calmer debate. They offered sharply different visions, though, did they not? Or are they the same stamp? These are the two
they offered
guys
sharply different up. Lies.
Right.
Which set of lies did you enjoy more?
Well, I'm looking at some of the responses to people listening to programs that I do. Here's a guy named Sam Wells who says, "Is it the Republicans and Trump who play by the rules? The Trump base is not the one rioting, burning, looting, or attacking police. It's not Trump Republicans who attack people in their cars or harass diners and restaurants. It's not Trump or his Republican base that sides with or condones the rioters who pretend to be upset over racism. How about that? Republicans are heroes. The Democrats are the bad guys," according to this fellow.
Well, then I guess it must be true if this fellow says so.
Says after
according
they lose in November, the Democrat Party.
Fellow.
Right, exactly. Right. Well, I just, you know why I read it? Because I see so many of these one-sided things that pretty much speaks to what we have listening to many, if not most, of the news talk radio programs and stations these days, Michael, right? It's a chorus.
Well, the news talk radio programs are a slice of life, and they talk to a certain segment of the public, but they don't talk to the entire public, and they don't express the view of the larger picture. They express the view of a very active, influential segment of the population.
So why don't we? Why is it that way?
We live in bubble universes.
You're the guru.
Well, that's... As I said before, one of the marks of this time that we live in is that we don't have a consistent set of reality. Our perspective on reality is fractured. We also have a fractured media and fractured communities that galvanize around different platforms. We didn't have that for most of the 20th century. So that's the issue. We're adjusting to this extreme change in our psychology, our knowledge, our opinions, and our communities.
Pretty amazing. Yeah. It really is. So I understand that you have been discussing Black Lives Matter and other venues, or what lives matter. Why do you think it is that people have paid attention, and then those who support with signs or whatever the slogan, Black Lives Matter, they become offended when somebody puts up a sign that says White Lives Matter or Jewish Lives Matter or Muslim Lives Matter or whoever. You know, there are those signs going up all over the place now. And people who are black say it's watering down their effort to get equal justice.
Well, it comes as a passive-aggressive slight against the movement, and I can understand how they feel. I can understand it. Technically, it's not accurate, but emotionally and
why do you say technically? What do you mean?
Well, because the white lives do matter, and all lives matter, and of course, but in terms of the use of these terms at the moment, Black Lives Matter makes a certain point, and by bringing up the other aspects, it is clearly a disagreement with the position of Black Lives Matter. And that's what it's about.
That's a justifiable point, actually. We're making a lot of those, hopefully, as we review the hot hits in News Talk Radio with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's presidential debate.
A report this week, which was referenced, does indicate that your company has a bank account in China. So how can voters know that you don't have any foreign conflict of interest?
I have many bank accounts, and they're all listed, and they're all over the place. I mean, I was a businessman doing business. The bank account you're referring to, which is everybody knows about it, it's listed. The bank account was in 2013. That's what it was. It was opened and it was closed in 2015, I believe.
Democrat nominee Joe Biden.
China would have to play by the rules internationally as well. When I met with Xi, when I was still vice president, he said we're setting up air identification zones in the South China Sea. You can't fly through them. I said we're going to fly through them. We just flew B-52, B-1 bombers through it. We're not going to pay attention. They have to play by the rules.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Senators have hesitated at the high price tag of the proposed coronavirus stimulus bill. But there is one that says he's willing to vote for the more expensive plan. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
How much should we pay for a recovery? That's a question that's been at the heart of negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus package. The White House has put forward a $1.9 trillion package, while House Democrats have countered with a $2.2 trillion bill. But should Republicans be willing to pay more? Yes, says Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He tells CNBC that he's willing to agree to a larger bill because the cost of doing nothing may be higher.
Look, I'm not happy about the cost associated with it, but I do think the cost of not doing something is potentially even higher, especially since some of that money that we're talking about in the 1.6, whatever number they arrive at, is repurposed money, like the PPP money that was unused. So it's not new spending. In the end, I think we run the risk here of structural damage to components of our economy if we don't do something.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to negotiate with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin for a larger stimulus. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell did not answer questions about his health Thursday, only saying there were no concerns. He's been seen with bruises and bandages on his hands in recent days. McConnell, who is up for re-election, later said there were no concerns when asked about the apparent bruises or if he had any other problems. USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Moving back in to the Info Zone, another episode of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Do you realize that Halloween will not be the same this year? And there's Christmas, what are we going to do for the Macy's Santa Claus, Michael?
I know. All these things that we live for. I'm not unhappy about no trick or treating. I don't like trick or treating anymore. I think it's a passé, obsolete concept.
Really? So you haven't done it for a few years?
No, what happens is the neighborhood that the neighborhood, it's a two-way street. You do it as a kid, or you do it as an adult giving the kids candy, or you turn out your lights and you hide under your bed, and you hope that nobody, toilet papers your house and all those stupid things. But every year we buy candy, and every year nobody comes.
Good.
And now,
you eat it yourself.
We have a secret cabinet. We call it the secret
candy corn.
Yeah, all that garbage.
Kit Kat.
Oh,
Three Musketeers.
Why has it come down to the same group of candies that become popular? Do you remember when you
advertising? It's called advertising.
Now, when I was a kid, you see, I'm a hypocrite. I loved candy. Mm-hmm. And I loved trick-or-treating. Right. So here I am as an adult. You know, I don't like candy. I think these packaged candies are just the worst thing for you.
Well, it's all cane sugar. It's very bad for you.
Yeah, it is. And I'm not a big fan of trick-or-treating. I'm just not. If you want to have a party and costumes and all that, knock yourself out. But having the kids run around going from house to house asking for stuff and giving them the same crap that you buy in the supermarket,
what is the point, by the way? What is the point of Halloween? I mean, in these days, the real point, when it was first observed, it was a religious sort of a reality check for stuff that was pretty horrible. And now it's become this. How did it get turned around the way it is?
Oh, I think it gives us an opportunity to pay respects to devils, demons, and Satan.
Oh, it's like Christmas time. Hey, where did that come from? Christmas. Jesus was born the end of March. So how did we get Christmas on December 25th?
And he was born in a place where it was hot as heck.
Yeah.
It was not.
I've been to the place where he was born. Vermont. Have you? I went into that little place down the cellar there in Nazareth. Wow, what a...
You went there that day. I went to the new Disney World that opened in Israel.
Right. We were there together, and I went to Nazareth, and you went to someplace else. Yeah, a long time ago.
It was a while ago, Yep. But you and I, hey folks, Doug and I sat across the table in a very, very stark,
small,
Spartan room with Benjamin Netanyahu.
BB. He's a tough man. Was he a tough, even his handshake, you would never want to mess with that guy. You wouldn't want to be in a corner with him, a dark corner. And he's every bit as much American as he is Israeli.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Yeah. Right. He's like a New York Jew to me, anyway. He came across as maybe New Jersey would have been more appropriate. He just has such a fix, such an understanding of what life is like in America, and knows how to play that tune or that relationship. I think he's a very smart guy. I have a lot of respect for him, even though he's kind of like, people will say, oh, he's just like Trump. I don't know if he's just like Trump or not. He's a guy who wants power and knows how to get it, right? Wouldn't you say that was it? When you walked into the room with him, and you and I walked into the room, what was the first thing you thought of when you saw Netanyahu? First thing that came to your mind?
Remember? I felt that he was like an American.
Yeah.
I felt that I was in the back room in some business.
Right, making a deal.
With a guy in a makeshift office. I mean, it was just a table. And that was in the heart of the Knesset. We're not talking about, a pop-up.
No, we were in the building.
We were in the building. We were there. We were. It seems surrealistic to me now. It's inappropriate for us to spend too much time talking about what really was for you and me.
Yeah, it was a great experience.
An amazing, life-changing
experience. But let's speak to that for a minute. Not just to Netanyahu, but the people that you have met, you've eaten with presidents, you've known every you've had exposure, time.
Time.
I remember the picture of you walking down the steps with Clinton. And the piece that you did after that, you had dinner with Trump last year or the year before.
Yep. Yep.
That kind of stuff. You get exposure, and a lot of us, that was the point, that was where I was going to go. All of the things that we are exposed to, the people, the ideas, and the fact that sadly some of us fritter away those opportunities to tell stories because they don't fit into whatever the mindset you think your audience is interested in. It seems like such a waste, such a shame, because so many of the hosts that are around today have had such great life experiences and can tell fabulous stories. And that's, in my mind, maybe I'm the old school. That's what good talk radio is about, telling these fabulous stories.
Yeah, storytelling is the most important concept in communications. Storytelling is at the base of history. It's at the base of literature. It's at the base of analogy and metaphor and communication and myths, and it just is very important.
It's like when we look at, or when you understand what's going on in our country today, maybe not just here but around the world, but I'm thinking more about walking down the Madison Avenue or any major New York street. And all of those legendary department stores that are there. Many of them will not reopen their doors. They will not exist. Many businesses, many of the iconic things that we've been used to seeing in our country, not just in New York, but any place. Gonzo. That, to me, is, and when I think, I'm not playing fast and loose with this, Michael, but the gargling, if that works, but whatever it is that would have allowed us to not have to have this experience, maybe it was, you know, being tougher on the Chinese and not having them think they could get away with this, whatever. I feel insecure about seeing a lot of these things just disappear.
Well, I mean, that's the story of life. That's the story of
change.
Of change. I mean, the only thing that's certain is change. And if you live a long life, if you live 70, 80, 90 years beyond, the things that you see are remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, remarkable. Yeah. My grandparents, you know, didn't see airplanes, and then they wound up seeing the moon landing. I mean, we're not the only generation that's gone through remarkable changes.
No, not at all.
We're going through extraordinary changes that are historic in terms of how intense and dramatic they are, but it's not the only time that there's been massive change. You, as an agriculturalist, I mean, remember the old song, "How are you going to keep them down on the farm
now
that they've seen Paris?"
LA.
That was a major statement, you know. Yeah. When people left the farms, when we went from being an agrarian society to an industrial society, and people left the rural areas to go and you know, make the cities dense. And
one of the issues this week on the American Family Farmer show that you so nicely helped me create, and then watch it and help to tout the value of it, talking about what's on the farm. One of the things with COVID is the food supply. There seems to be a fear among many people who are going to have another situation replicated from late March, early April, when there was nothing in the stores. So this week there has been a huge raid on most of these stores, and people have said to me, well, why do you think that is? It's because it's the end of the growing season. The people who realized in the spring that the key to good food or having food is to go find your local farmer and patronize the farmer. And most of the farmers I know have had a fabulous year, not dairy farmers, but produce people have had a great year because people have come and they've bought. As a matter of fact, there's a whole, there are no mason jars around because people are buying them all up to can the stuff that they've been buying from the farm. It's a whole different kind of set. It's a twist on reality, but yet it is something that's so tied to COVID, and it's a good change as far as I'm concerned. But if you go into the stores now, you can see that there is, once again, people are lining up to grab as much as they can because they're afraid in the fall, late fall, early winter, they're going to have the same thing. Nobody's going to be able to find anything to buy.
Deep. Well, maybe you should start growing things as opposed to just the dairy that you deal with. You should grow toilet paper on your farm. You'll make a fortune.
I have trees, and that's what toilet paper is made from.
Yeah, right.
You do that. Yeah, exactly.
But I take you seriously when you talk about the food chain. I've tapped into you for stuff like that because you have expertise in it. You're in that industry. You read the trades. You talk to other farmers. You know the lingo. Most people don't understand industries that they're not in themselves.
Right.
And so
I've been so far removed from the food source. And I said something on the air this week that is very poignant. We're back to the Chinese again. You know, the Chinese are controlling not only the pork industry, they bought heavily into the chicken industry, and the beef industry being controlled by their buying up farms in South America. So when you go, if you don't know this, when you go to McDonald's, you go to Burger King, you go to Wendy's, the chicken, the beef, and the pork, most of that is from companies controlled by the Chinese. Think about that as you understand what these people are doing and what we're allowing without, we don't even know. You know, you say you trust me, I'm telling you that this is a very, the food, when the Chinese control our food supply, it's curtains, folks. And they're well on their way to buying lots of land, agricultural land, big tracts of land in the South, the Midwest, the Northwest. And they have shell companies, so nobody really pays attention to who it is that really is buying up the land or who is running the processes. We have fallen asleep like you wouldn't believe.
Well, not everybody's asleep. I have to tell you, many people in American business are quite aware of this and seek support from the Chinese. Mm-hmm. Seek relationships with the Chinese. Seek partnerships and business deals and selling to the Chinese.
Then you're contributing to the downfall of America.
Well, that's how this has to start by Americans being aware of this process.
Yeah.
It's not just a matter of it's not like Hitler across the English Channel with an army and he's mowing over Poland and he's mowing over France and now he's coming for us in England and the bombs are falling. It's a different kind of a warfare, but it's equally dangerous.
Very. It's 46 past the hour. In a moment, an overview of Michael Harrison's most recent conversation on the MH interview.
I'm Andy Solomon. For middle market and small businesses, the pandemic is highlighting the importance of investing in new technology, facilitating remote work, and maintaining the tech-savvy workforce needed to make it all happen. David Harnish, president of CIT's Commercial Finance Division, has more.
The resiliency that technology can deliver to mid-sized and small businesses has been proven by the COVID-19 outbreak. Business leaders have taken that lesson to heart and are focused on making technology a fundamental part of their tomorrow thinking.
While many businesses hope to invest more in technology, they may not have the capability to do so. Ken Martin, Managing Director of CIT's Small Business Solutions Group, has more.
Small businesses don't always have the financial resources that larger enterprises often enjoy. In cases where investments are imperative, borrowing or leasing may be the right solution to acquiring the technology needed to remain competitive.
To learn more about the findings of CIT's 2020 Tech and Talent Survey, visit CIT.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, go to talkers.com and you'll see the overview, mhinterview.com, conversation with a very, in my estimation, a very good show host, Chad Benson, who's in Phoenix. What'd you get out of him?
Got out of him a very interesting take on the business, on his history. He's a former soccer player in Europe. He comes from Southern California. He brings a rock and roll mentality. He's a 40-something guy pushing 50.
Well, we seem to have lost that connection.
Nice guy. It's a good interview.
All right. Chad, can we try this over again? Because it seems that we've lost our connection with you during the course of that. Something went poop, and
you're
that
kidding.
Was the interview.
Am I back?
No. Yes, you are.
Oh.
So tell us about Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
10-2 on Chad Benson.
Chad Benson from Southern California, a 40-something guy heading toward 50, talks the language of 25 to 54s, which is an important demographic in talk radio. He comes from rock and roll radio. He was a soccer player in Europe. He's just a really cool guy. And it's important to see who the rising stars are, and he is definitely one of them.
He's got a good sense of humor. He is not a nasty sort by any stretch of the imagination. I know him, and I like him. He's been... We've broken bread a couple of times together. I enjoy his point of view.
MHinterview.com.
That's it. MH stands for Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here, 10 before the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Aha! I've seen Casino Royale a lot on TV lately, Chucker, which is one of the better, I thought, one of the better, and they're all good from my perspective, one of the better Daniel Craig entries into the Skyfall also. Craig's done a good job with all of the, I think. Don't you think he's been a good James Bond?
He has. Well, you know, this day in movie history, October 23rd, 2012, not too long ago, 8 years ago, Skyfall premiered in London. And what I think, and what a lot of other people think, is the definitive, the best, the most accessible of all the James Bond movies.
Well, it told the story of his life. You got into him, right? You got into his character. Right?
And it's never boring. There's not a boring moment in the film. It just moves from beginning to end. It's action-oriented. It has a really good plot. Javier Bardem is a tremendous villain. James is awesome in that movie. It just, Albert Finney made an appearance, who's good in that film. It's a really, really good film. But this is going to be interesting. 2020, Doug, the year that James Bond did not save the movie business, because it's been pushed
right
to sometime next year. But if you look at what some of the studios are doing with some of the releases, it really does appear in their mind the safe release date really is not 2021, it's 2022. That's when things will completely be normal in the industry, I believe.
I think they'll come back closer to normal after the election, after the first of the year, when people realize how easy it is. I've been talking this week about the fact that four or five different studies show that if you gargle with any of the normal mouthwashes, you have a 99.9% chance of not getting COVID. And it's time we got down to common sense here so that we can pay attention, not be scared by the news media, and get back to business. Look at what AMC says. If they don't get things going well, the chain will go out of business by the end of the year. We can't have a country without all those movie theaters.
When you look at the trades on a daily basis, every major entity in the industry keeps signing streaming deals. Scarlett Johansson just signed on to do an Apple TV movie. You got Jake Gyllenhaal doing a streaming film. There's so much talent in the industry. Just You know, I guess they don't really care if the movie plays on the big screen or not, as long as they get a paycheck.
Their money.
Eventually,
all they care about is their money.
I got to tell you, yesterday I go into Walmart and I'm going looking at the DVD shelf and I see another Nicolas Cage directed DVD movie. And I say to myself, I would love to know. I really, because I spoke to a producer and I asked him this question. Why does Nicolas Cage, John Cusack, and Bruce Willis do all these directed DVD movies? He said that is part of their studio contract, that if they can't get the big studio work, they sign a contract that the studio will kick them this directed DVD stuff. Nicolas Cage has made a career of it in the last 15 years. No other actor is more prominent.
So they get a couple of million bucks for doing it instead of...
From what I take it, this is what they do. They shoot for less than a week or less, and they get between $200,000 and $300,000, for basically 4 or 5 days work. You do that, if you're Nicolas Cage and you do that, you know, 5 to 10 times a year, you know, you're paying the mortgage.
And
that's where his career has completely gone. And so is Bruce Willis. His career has gone in that, direction. There's very few Leonardo DiCaprios who basically pick their director, work with the best directors, make sure their screenplay is top notch and very selective, make one or two movies in over a 3 year period. That day is gone by the wayside.
Yep.
Different world.
Well, but it spoils it for the rest of us who like new, fresh, product. So Liam Neeson was number one at the box office last weekend. Are there any new entries this weekend, or will that hold up and be number one?
There's a low-level horror film. It is being released by 20th Century Fox, which is owned by Disney, but it's going under the Fox banner. It's called The Empty Man. That's the only wide release. No movie in this marketplace, any of these films being released, Doug, will ever make more than $4 or $5 million in a weekend. The Liam Neeson movie did 3.7. That appears to be where most of these films open on a wide release.
Wouldn't you say that would hold up $3-4 million again this weekend for that movie? I'm going to try to see it.
Probably not. Probably, honestly, most of this stuff will drop normally like 40-50%.
But Tenet didn't do that. Tenet stayed pretty steady all along.
Yeah,
it is what, number two or three still?
Yeah, I mean, it's made $50 million during the corona pandemic. Worldwide, it's done like $340 million. That on the $200 million. It's got to make $500 million worldwide to break even, though. That's why you're not going to. That's why Bond got kicked and everything else got kicked. Wonder Woman's still up in the air for Christmas time, but no, they actually kicked that ahead. No, they kicked that ahead.
Yeah, they kicked
so
back,
there really is nothing major. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are they doing? I keep looking forward because of the story to the murder on the Nile. That got kicked back as well, right?
It did, and I'm assuming that'll get kicked in the next year, too.
All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, reviewing what's going on at the theater, the movies, DVDs, all that stuff, streaming, here on the DJD program, where it's...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.